This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Foul line left, and a pull-up 19-footer is good by DeJounte Murray, and we're tied at 71, and Billy Donovan has seen it up.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
I kind of think we should play that coming back from break on every show.
That's like on our hype reel. That's like the best call we got. That's the best. I love that call now. I absolutely, and any like, I almost want to use it for any NBA segment now. I don't care. Like Durant dunk, LeBron dunk, like don't care. Ja, give me the DeJounte Murray 71 all Billy Donovan timeout.
Billy Donovan's seen enough. It's a tie game in the third quarter.
He's seen enough.
There's actually a reason why we played that coming back from break, because it has indeed happened. Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN reporting the Atlanta Hawks have traded Danilo Gallinari and multiple first-round picks to the San Antonio Spurs for all-star guard DeJounte Murray. I just see stuff like this, and I'm like, why are like other teams not in on this? Like Murray's, I think he's awesome. I think he's right. A lot better than Jalen Brunson. In any event, Murray now joins the Atlanta Hawks, will be in the same backcourt with Trae Young. Is San Antonio looking to go winless for Wembanyama or suck for Scoot? We'll see.
Yeah, I think we're into both of those now. Winless for Wembanyama is really, that's growing on me a lot. That one's really good. Suck for Scoot, I don't know. That's going to stick around.
Get down, turn around, go to town. Round.
Get and Scoot. Second pick. Tyler, do you know like what did Woj tweet anything about the picks? Like how many year protection, anything? No, I'll do a little bit on Murray here. Okay. Cause like that'd be a little interesting, I guess. I don't know what Atlanta's draft capital was. Maybe
three first round picks and a future pick swap to the Spurs.
Right. Because if we know anything about the next 5 years, it's that the Spurs will frequently have a better regular season record than the Hawks and want a pick swap. Like, cause that's what we know. Yeah, I mean, this is like everyone's, I feel like, has turned a corner on draft capital now, where it's like, yeah, just give away all your picks to get like really good players. Just do that, because who cares? Like how many first round picks actually end up being anything? Atlanta's also going to make the playoffs basically every year, probably for the next 3 to 4 years. Like Trey's there, pretty good core, young players. Like they're going to make the playoffs. So the picks aren't going to be very good, basically ever. So this seems like an awesome trade for Atlanta. And both teams kind of get what they want. Like Spurs want to bottom out, probably. And
what's Pop doing?
It's just a weird situation, right? Like, cause like you can't, what are you gonna do? Fire him?
He looks like he should be on like a picture on like a milk carton. Like, have you seen this person? Like he wandered out on Thursday and no one saw
him. Right, it's like Will Ferrell and Anchorman when he's like drinking the milk, like on the street. Right. That's Greg Popovich, basically.
He seems like the most unhappy, like his Belichick could go this way also. He seems like a really unhappy, successful guy.
Right. But I guess it's like, if he could be doing anything and he'd like to be doing this, I guess that's what we're doing here. All right. So they're going to be just awful. It's them and whatever Oklahoma City ends up being for last place in the Western Conference, and Houston, who will be terrible again. So it's
Houston's got some interesting pieces though. Like, what does San Antonio have that's interesting?
Oh, right. Like Houston's more interesting because 2 years from now they're more interesting, right? Like the track, they're already on the track. San Antonio's not even on the track yet. They're about to get on the track, hopefully. And for Atlanta, like, look, this isn't
the tank off going on between San Antonio and Oklahoma City this year is going to be unbelievable.
It's going to be something.
Like, imagine betting Chet Holmgren to win Rookie of the Year. They're never going to play him.
I'd also be curious if they play him like the last 15 games of the year. Like they'll play him, but it's just
spoiler
like when they're trying
alert.
To lose.
No. Yeah.
Right. When they're trying to lose, does anybody remember the last 3 weeks of the regular season the last 2 years?
They didn't play anybody.
Everyone's out on purpose. Like, so is Chet going to win not playing a lot? Like, is that going to happen? I never bet an award market this far ahead of time. And I was so happy to bet Jaden Ivey and Benedict Mathurin to win Rookie of the Year. I was so happy to already bet it. Not for a lot, but I was like, I know I'm going to be in. Like, barring an injury, I'm going to be in. That's what I'm doing. For the Hawks, it's a huge upgrade. Like, Trae Young can't guard anybody. Gets sought after all the time on their, hunted on the perimeter all the time. You have, a guard, I guess, you can play alongside him. You can stagger them. Just DeJounte Murray's a super valuable piece in the modern NBA. He's awesome. It doesn't even matter what else you have on your team. It's great. Just even the finals that we just watched kind of proves that. So great addition for them. Now look, is this does it improve their win total drastically? No. Does it improve it a little bit? Probably. Does it improve their chances of winning an NBA title? I kind of think they have no chance anyway. So I think they went from 0 to 0 chance to win the NBA title. But in a regular season game, they're a lot more interesting. So it's an all-star changing team. So it should feel significant. But at the same time, you're just like, all right, they're in a playoff series. It's the first round and it's 2-2 against anybody good. Okay. Trae Young's going to take four. A team that made the playoffs, period. That didn't make it out of the play-in game. That made it out of the play-in tournament. So a top 8 seed. Any other team. It's 2-2 in that series. It's game 5. Okay, I know what it's going to be. It's Trae Young in a pick and roll taking 40 shots. DeJounte Murray doesn't change any of that. Like, that's what the team is. That's the identity of the team. And that a team identity is really good to win 48 games and make the playoffs and be fun and get Trae Young a ton of money and a ton of clout, to be honest, and not win. Like, that's what that is. That's what that's going to be. So, but, by the way, a lot of teams would sign up for that immediately.
Can I ask a serious question?
Sure.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Do you think, and the answer to this question could be a resounding no, and that's fine. Do you think that you, personally, might not be giving the Hawks enough credit for what they might be able to accomplish this year?
No, I think I might even have them higher rated than other people.
Okay.
Right? Because what are they to win the title right now?
Oh, look.
They're not even on the first page. So
no, they are not.
I mean, so I can't be overrating them. Is that the right one? Overrating? I can't be underrating them. I'm underrating them. I can't be doing that. Because they're rated they're not that good.
They are 60-1.
Right. So the market's saying they basically have no chance. I'm just the same as that. And this move doesn't get them. If it gets them closer to winning a title because they go from 0.05% to 0.08%, then yeah.
But they couldn't make an Eastern Conference final.
Right. But the idea and the problem with professional basketball and teams like this is in other sports, you can luck your way into a championship by just the series of opponents that you have to play. In the NBA, it's basically impossible to do that. So it's they beat Philly in the game where Ben Simmons had a nervous breakdown and ended up advancing. and then they had to play somebody really good. And if they had won that, they would have had to play somebody equally as good, Phoenix, and they would have lost to them too. So it's just like, you can upset a team.
Ben Simmons had a nervous breakdown.
I mean, just like you got your upset and look what it got you. Basically like Dallas this year, you got your crazy upset. Like, look what it got you. A zero, like, as it turns out, like no shot, no shot. Played the Warriors, had no shot. And like, if you played the Celtics, you probably would have no shot too. Like, I just, you can't get around the teams that you're going to have to play. You can get around some of them, but you can't get around all of them. So yeah, you make conference finals. Mediocre teams make conference finals all the time. Happens all the time. Like, Portland made a conference finals with Damian Lillard. They made a conference, like, think about that. There's no point where Portland ever really had a chance to win the NBA title. They made a conference finals. So yeah, like, that's it. That's Atlanta's ceiling. That's a lot of teams' ceiling.
What's their win total going to be?
The Bulls could make a conference finals. With title odds like that, I don't know, like 44 and a half or something like that.
I think they could win 50 games. Am I nuts?
Well, yeah, okay, like rank the Eastern Conference teams right now. Like, who are they ahead of that maybe people don't think they should be ahead of?
All right, so we'll start with the top, right? Milwaukee?
No. Yep. Well, yeah, I said yes, the Milwaukee's ahead of them, yeah.
So. Yes. Boston, no. Or Boston ahead of them.
Boston's ahead of them. Milwaukee's ahead of them. Right now, Brooklyn's ahead of them.
Brooklyn's definitely ahead of them.
I don't know. Miami's ahead of them.
How stunned would you be if the Hawks finished with a better record than the Celtics?
In the regular season, I'd be really stunned.
Miami Heat.
Yeah, I mean, Heat will project to have more wins, and I agree with that projection.
Sixers.
You play in the same division, so Hawks to win the division will be a dog. Like, that'll be an interesting market now with this acquisition. The price between those two teams will move closer in that division.
Sixers?
Yeah, regular season? Yeah, Sixers are projected.
Harden, by the way, declined his player option, which was like a piece of breaking news during the show. But the expectation is he's just going to go back on a shorter deal.
Right, it's like 2 or 3 years. They're trying to work out how many it is, because every year, even including this one, is a disaster. So you definitely don't want to pay him next year. Yeah, but Philly will win a lot of regular season games. Yeah.
The Spurs,
they might have the best player in the league. They're going to win a ton of games. Yeah.
The Spurs might win like 18 games.
Their win total will be extremely low. Usually the lowest win total, unless it's like a really 22? Extreme outlier situation, is a low 20.
Yeah.
So you'll see something. Conference is very good. You'll see something in a low 20.
It's really going to be like between them and the Thunder to see who's going to tank, right?
And the thing is, you know, let's say it comes out and it's 22 and a half or something. They have some competent players on their team, but like, let's say it's 22 and a half. And you're like, oh, well, they're going to tank under. Like low 20s is about where these teams get. Like, it's hard to win teens games. It's really hard to do that.
Okay.
Who's left on who's
on the Spurs?
Or just like, what's the, yeah, I'm trying to like figure out the
Lonnie Walker next year. Like Jakob Poeltl?
So it's like Keldon Johnson.
Oh, Keldon Johnson is going to be like a fantasy monster this year. Josh Primo. Last year's first round.
Maybe it's a mid-20s. Maybe it's a mid-20s, actually. They drafted Sohan. They drafted somebody else, too. Who'd they draft besides
Malachi
Sohan?
Branham.
Yeah. I mean, this year, like, that those guys aren't positive.
Wasn't he just competing in the AEW pay-per-view this weekend?
Does anybody get that reference?
I mean, Bill definitely does.
Malachi Black. Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, there you have it. Shout out to the wrestling fans.
So yeah, mid-20s. Sohan and Malachi Branham were like, I loved those draft picks for the Spurs. But that's not a this year conversation. That's when they go winless for Wembanyama. That's like, those are your ancillary players to put around them. Sohan's a great ancillary player.
So let's just hammer it home. Give me like 20 seconds each on the Spurs and the Hawks here. Well, this will be like the end of the podcast drunk.
We were projecting that the Spurs were going to be a bad team anyway. They got worse. So their win total is going to be somewhere in the mid, maybe high 20s, but probably mid 20s win total wise. They're an afterthought this season and we shouldn't think about them whatsoever. And the Hawks were kind of a fringe playoff contender that maybe is now like a top 6 seed contender, something like that. They can't surpass the Titans of the Eastern Conference, but maybe they get in the conversation for like a 4 or 5 series, get out of the play-in game, something like that. They probably solidify their place in that conversation.